Thank you for calling customer support. It's Asia. May I help you?
Yes, my name is Barbara Allen, and I got a charge of $85.90 coming through my account that is not mine.
Okay, ma'am, if you could give me your zip code, please.
28391.
28391.
Yes. Barbara Allen. Only thing I ordered and got about 3 weeks ago was some kind of weight loss stuff, but it doesn't work. And I did not agree to bank draft.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Ms. Adam, I do see you got a keto and cleanse, and you ordered that back on the 10th of May.
Right.
So are you...
Cancel the other one, too, for $94.90, and I didn't get it till about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, so you say you didn't order it, or you did order it? I'm sorry. I was just confused on what you were saying.
I ordered it as a trial for $4.95.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not agree to any drafts coming out after that.
Okay, so what you're saying is the $4.95 on your account is the shipping and handling for the keto, and the $5.95 that you see on your account is the shipping and handling for your cleanse. And in your terms and conditions, it does stay after your 14th day. On the 15th day, it'll charge you $85.90 for the keto and cleanse full price.
I don't want any of that. I want a refund of this money.
Yes, ma'am. Did it not work for you?
No, it did not. In fact, I've gained weight. I've gained 12 pounds.
Well, as a courtesy, what I could do is give you a 35% discount of any future, because I know it does reduce appetite.
I appreciate that, but I'm on a fixed income. I can't afford this.
Well, yes, ma'am. What I could do because of that, unfortunately... I can give you a 50% discount off all future, making a half of what you pay now.
No, I don't want any of it, honey.
Well, yes, ma'am. Let me speak to my supervisor and see what I could do for you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. So I spoke to my supervisor, and what I could do is give you a 75% discount off all future.
No, no, honey. I don't want any of that. It don't work for me.
Well, yes, ma'am. So I'm going to get this canceled out for you, okay?
I appreciate it. And you'll refund my charges, correct?
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, those are valid charges, so what I can do is make sure you don't get charged any longer.
You should be able to refund the amount.
I'm sorry?
You should be able to refund the amount.
Well, because it's a valid charge, I can't do that, but I can cancel out your account so you don't get charged any longer for this product.
Okay, go ahead and do that.
Yes, ma'am. So if you give me 1 second, I can provide you a cancellation number, okay?
And these are not valid charges because I never agreed to having any money taken out of my account.
Well, yes, ma'am. In the terms and condition box that you checked that said you were 18 or older, it did state that it is a reoccurring charge, as well as after the 14-day trial, on the 15th day, it would charge you for a full price.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. But if you just give me a second,
so
I can get this canceled out for
you. Are you sending me these products that I paid for here?
Are you saying? Are you asking me personally? Are we sending it to you? Or...
paying for it, you're sending the products.
Well, what the charge you're seeing is, the price that you're seeing is the price of the end of trial charges. So you're getting charged for the full amount of the keto and cleanse that you ordered.
That's just wrong.
Listen, man, if you just give me a second, I can get that canceled out for you, okay? I'm still getting that canceled out for you, ma'am, okay?
All right. Your name again?
My name is Asia.
All right. Is there a confirmation number or anything for that?
I'm still getting it canceled out for you, ma'am.
Are both of them canceled?
Yes, ma'am, for the keto and the cleanse.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.